This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The federal government could squeeze money going to health insurance companies as a political tactic. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Although the big push in Congress to repeal Obamacare fell apart last week, the White House is not walking away. As soon as today, President Trump could make a decision that could lead to a major hike in monthly health insurance premiums, more insurers abandoning the Obamacare exchanges, or both. Joining us from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia is Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein. Dan, this has to do with payments to insurers on the exchanges?
Right. Since the president took office, the administration has been making monthly payments, David, to insurers that cover out-of-pocket costs for consumers, things like copays and deductibles. This year, that's worth about $7 billion. President Trump could stop those, and if he does, premiums could skyrocket.
While some may liken this to setting a building on fire to upgrade the fire code, the Trump administration's motivation would be to push members of Congress into action. How might this play out?
Well, since the Senate killed three different repeal bills last week, the president has taken to Twitter last Friday. He said if a new health care bill is not approved quickly, bailouts for insurance companies will end very soon. He doubled down yesterday, tweeting, "If Obamacare is hurting people, and it is, why shouldn't it hurt the insurance companies?"
And if the president does go through with this, do we have a sense of what happens?
Well, there are a couple estimates out there that predict premiums would rise by about 20%. Anyone who qualifies for a subsidy would not have to pay more, but the Kaiser Family Foundation predicts the federal government would have to make up the difference to the tune of about $2 billion. Now, for the 10-plus million Americans who buy insurance on the individual market but don't qualify for those subsidies, they'd have to pay those higher prices. But here's the thing, David. Congress could decide it's going to fund the money, at least temporarily.
Dan, thank you. Now, what's bigger than a ton? Well, a megaton. What's bigger than that? A gigaton, apparently. Walmart has announced an ambitious initiative to dramatically cut its greenhouse gases. Dan Boyce of the public media project Inside Energy has more on what Walmart is calling Project Gigaton.
How do you win hearts and minds? Walmart has a thought on that. To promote its sustainability scheme, Project Gigaton, it posted this video of cute kids sitting on blue beanbag chairs in an all-white studio.
The earth is getting hotter.
Ooh, that's hot. That's bad.
The chain says by 2030, this initiative could reduce greenhouse gas emissions equivalent to taking 200 million cars off the road for a year.
We think this is a leadership position for us.
Walmart Senior Director of Product Sustainability, Zach Fries. Walmart hopes to reduce emissions in its supply chain, all the other companies that make and deliver the products it sells. But there's a twist, Fries concedes.
It is fully voluntary.
So there are no real teeth to Project Gigaton. It's about providing suppliers with green best practices. Fries thinks that's not just good for Walmart.
There's obviously a carrot at the end of this. The companies will benefit themselves.
By eliminating waste and boosting profits. Companies including Colgate, Land O'Lakes, and General Mills have already signed up. Now, skeptics, they argue the whole thing is more show than substance.
Project Gigaton is a great name. I mean, you have to really give them credit.
Stacy Mitchell co-directs the nonprofit Institute for Local Self-Reliance. She says Walmart is great at marketing its big new climate initiatives, but she says the store doesn't always meet the ambitious targets it lays out, and that it's all much too incremental for a mammoth corporation like Walmart.
You become slightly more sustainable and grow a very polluting economic model.
She argues the store's true legacy is squeezing suppliers to make cheaper, lower quality products that end up in landfills a lot faster. Other environmental organizations like the Environmental Defense Fund and World Wildlife Fund have praised Project Gigaton and other such initiatives, saying they may not completely solve the problem, but they help. I'm Dan Boyce for Marketplace.
out of the price of eggs, not in China, but the ones destined for your fridge. There's an oversupply of eggs, which is driving down prices and delighting shoppers. At the same time, this is bad news for U.S. poultry farmers who have finally rebounded from a bird flu outbreak 2 years ago. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
Egg prices are near a decade low, great for shoppers, but for farmers, not so much.
We've never seen this degree of volatility and low prices for a sustained period of time.
Kevin Stiles is the director of the Iowa Poultry Association. Eggs are currently selling for about a dollar a dozen, but Stiles says the low prices aren't because of falling demand in the U.S.
We actually are seeing egg consumption nationwide strong, actually up from 268 eggs per person per year to about 275 eggs per year per capita.
The problem lies overseas. Mauro Ibarburu is with the Egg Industry Center. He says weak demand for American egg exports is causing inventories to pile up.
Now we have 38% more eggs in storage than before.
Farmers are slowly decreasing supply, says Ibarburu, but it will take a while for that to translate into higher prices at the store. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
In a further teachable moment about the economics of the chicken, if there are so many chickens laying eggs, driving down prices, how come the price of chicken wings is going through the roof? Well, number one, demand for chicken wings in America is skyrocketing, with entire fast food chains devoted to the wing. Number two, how many wings you're going to get from a single chicken? Egg glut, wing shortage. Our mission on Marketplace is to raise the economic literacy standards of all Americans. So there you go. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.